You're listening to Agenda on the wireless from Age UK. Now, you might think that trading stocks, shares and foreign exchange is a job for high-paced, risk-taking city boys or girls. Well, think again. Sylvia Marshall is a self-made millionaire and is now encouraging men and women over 50 to take up trading to help them supplement their incomes, pensions and improve the quality of their later life. She joins us now to share her experience. Sylvia, tell us, how and why did this idea come to you?
Well, it's very strange, actually, Martin. It almost happened by accident. I was running my own company, cozyhomesonline.com, and a firm wanted to advertise with us, and they taught trading. The long story short, I went on to the courses with them and then realised that it was a fantasy that they were actually selling. So took myself off, learnt on my own, and the rest is history.
How do you mean a fantasy that they were selling?
They were selling very much the idea of you would make 20, 30, 40,000 pounds a month, you know, ridiculous numbers from a trading pot of maybe 10,000. So it was absolutely ludicrous, but it all sounded extremely plausible. So I thought there must be a better way of doing this.
And so what's different about what you were offering?
We're very calm and calculating, actually. There's none of this hurrah, hurrah trading stuff. And certainly not sitting at the computer all day long. I think people of our age, Martin, we've got lives to live. So we very much look at the computer screen once a day at the most, or once a week. So we make very calm and calculated decisions and maybe place about 10 to 12 trades a year.
But if something suddenly starts to go wrong on the stock market, you're still able to respond to that, are you?
If something goes wrong, then generally speaking, you know about that long before. If you understand price action, you understand how to read charts, you largely see it coming. So it's about looking for a return, but not being greedy.
So it's long-term holding of shares. I mean, you mustn't expect to, you know, invest and then it makes a small gain and you quickly get out.
No, not at all. The standard trade that we have lasts anywhere from sort of 3 months to maybe a year. But on that, what we get are the bigger gains. So we're looking for the broad sweeps of the market rather than quick knee-jerk reactions. And the reason for that is that's really when people lose money, by going in and out of the market all the time. You know, people lose money. And so retail trading has got a very bad name in that regard.
What would you say to people who look at the stock market and they say, hey, I know it's done very well for the last couple of years. If you were in 2 years ago, you'd have done really well. But then there are others who say, and have been saying for the last year, it's a bubble that's about to burst. There's a lot of risk in trading in stocks and shares. And, you know, I mean, people may not want to risk their hard-earned money in that way.
Absolutely right. Certainly trading isn't without risk, and no way at all should people put all of their capital into trading. But certainly a small portion of your capital, what we've seen is the average growth for our members is 18.25% this year to date, and that's an average of everyone that's in the club.
But you know, lots of people say that, you know, hey, our record for last year or for the last 10 years was this, that or the other, was terrific, isn't that impressive? What people want to know is whether you're going to maintain that record for the next year when they're investing.
I certainly plan to. One of the things we do, Martin, is while people actually learn with us, we fund them. So we give them an account, they're learning with our money, and we're confident in doing that because we know our systems work.
That's incredible. How do you do that? You actually lend them the money, you open an account from which people who you are teaching can trade. And do they keep the profit?
They keep 80% of the profit. We have 20% of the profit. So long as they don't break the rules that we give them, we stand any losses. So it really is a no-risk proposition.
And how have you done so far in terms of the number of clients and the people that you've helped and the money you've made for them?
Well, certainly everyone that we have within the club at the moment is in profit. And as I say, this year to date, it's 18.25%. Last year, the average was 26% at the end of the year.
So how many have signed up?
At the moment, we've got about 12 ladies in the current group.
Yeah, and what ages are they?
We're very interesting, actually. We range from sort of 40 to 82.
82? There's an 82-year-old financial gambler out there somewhere.
Certainly not a gambler, but a very good trader. You know, one of the reasons that I myself am drawn to trading. You know, as we get into those later years, we want to be careful with our capital, but also, where do you put your money to get growth these days? So, you know, even a very mediocre gain as a trader of some 6-7% a year, you're still doing very well compared to where else you could actually put your money.
Now, you have a doctorate in business psychology.
That
means that you understand how everyone thinks, you know what's going on in their minds. What is it about business psychology, about what you've learned through business psychology, that makes you want to go into business in this way?
I think the most important thing is success as a trader is not about knowing when to go in and when to come out of the markets. It's having the mental discipline not to take undue risks and not to be greedy, which sounds very easy, but when you're watching the pound notes grow or disappear in your trading account, it's a much harder thing to perfect. So really, a lot of the work we do with people on a one-to-one basis is to get the mindset right. So we get their technical ability right, we get their mindset right, and then we have the foundations of a good trader.
And what you're talking about to them is fighting what could be fairly basic instincts, like, you know, hey, it's falling, I want to get out, and so on.
Very much avoiding basic instincts. I mean, we know from, you know, various funds and things that people go in, if it starts going down, people tend to sell, when the reality is what you should do when it's going down is actually buy. Not in terms of trading, but in terms of stock or whatever. So, you know, one of the things that we make sure we do is help people learn to lose, because losing is an inevitable part of trading. And what shows whether you can make it as a trader is largely about how you handle the losses. Mm. Everyone can handle gains because they're nice, they're fluffy, we love them. But how do you actually handle a loss?
And are you fully impartial and independent?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, there's no, you know, because a lot of people are paid to promote certain things and certain financial products and so on, but you're out of that altogether.
No, absolutely. One of the big things in trading is I could be paid by a broker for people to place their trades with that broker. We elect not to do that. We're not allied to any broker. We're not allied to any data platform. You have people out there that are trading that are paying as much as £300 a month just to get the data that they need in order to trade, when you don't actually need to. But people like me who train people to do this get a kickback. We don't get any of that. We'd rather say to our members, when you make money, we would like some of it, please.
But why do you train people to do this for you, when surely it would make sense for you not to do this at all and just invest the money yourself in your own way?
Oh, trust me, I do invest everything that
Why not do this for everything? Why take, you know, parcels of 10,000, 20,000, whatever it is, and open an account for somebody else and teach them to do something, when surely you'd be better off making money by following your own instincts and doing it all yourself?
Certainly. I put it this way, I trade a very large account and I've made my millions, and I sincerely believe, why not spread it around a bit? You know,
This is your charity bit, as it were.
Not charity. If I can do it, anybody can. And if I have the ability to give them the tools to do that, then I'd like to do it. I've been training people now for more than 30 years, and I just get a huge buzz from other people's development, and money can't buy that.
If people are listening to this program and say, I'd like to give this a try, how do they do that? How do they get in touch with you? And do they have to have certain qualifications or instincts or patterns of behavior themselves for you to accept them in the first place?
The main thing, Martin, is that they're not a gambler. You know, if someone comes along to us and says, you know, they like the 3:30 at Newmarket every Saturday, then they're probably not the best person to be a trader. But we invite everyone to meet with us, sit down, have a chat with them.
Oh, you do meet face to face?
Yeah, and we tell them honestly what we think their potential would be.
How do you test them?
Certainly, we make sure, first of all, that people can operate a computer. If you can't operate a computer, it's a large uphill struggle. Mm. And secondly, just getting to know people. It's a very comfortable club. We're all good pals as well, you know, and we didn't know each other at the beginning. So we get to know how each other ticks, really, and that's where the psychology comes in.
And is everyone doing the same, or do you give people discretion within a certain
Everybody has discretion as to what they trade, but they trade to a basic set of rules.
And if you're all such great mates, are there shoulders to cry on if you hit a losing streak?
Absolutely. We meet monthly. And it's very, very nice to be in a room full of losers if you're actually losing. There's great comfort in that. But then equally, it's very nice to be in a room full of winners. You know, losing is a natural part of trading.
Yeah, and you've got to accept that.
You'll be down sometimes
and then up others. Where did your entrepreneurial drive come from?
I think that began largely from bad news of being made redundant. I was the training director for AIG, and out of the blue, I was made redundant. And so I started working on my own as a consultant, so to speak, until I got a proper job. But then what actually happened, the consultancy became one of the largest providers for financial training in Europe, and the day job and the corporate life was left far behind.
Tell me how much money people could make. I mean, how much money do you give them to play with, as it were? And how do you control their account to stop someone saying, hey, this is a great idea, I'm just going to take all the money out and run off?
That's always a danger, but I do have that tied up. What we actually do, everyone that comes on board with us, they get a £50,000 trading account from which to trade. But that's all held with one central broker for that £50,000. And I can see all the accounts at all times. So if anyone does do a runner, I would see it and hopefully catch it before they've got too far.
But you are taking a chance with your money?
Yes, it's my money they're trading. I know the system works. And I think it's so important, you know, if something works, then just put your money where your mouth is.
Now, what you've got is clearly something very special, but it's as you indicated, it's for a handful of people. You've got 12 people, you know, maybe you might get up to 18 or 20. What advice would you give, A, to those who you wouldn't accept but are still quite keen to do a little bit of trading in stocks and shares, and how would people get in touch with you if they want to be considered for your group?
I think the most important thing is, you know, big gains come from put in big amounts on, but you don't start there. You know, if you open a trading account, start with 10 pence a pip. That can soon become a pound a pip, 10 pound a pip, 100 pound a pip, once you know what you're actually doing. But for goodness sake, don't start putting your shirt on the market and then lose that. It's just not worth it.
And where should people go to seek general advice? Are there any particular websites, any particular companies, or can it be quite hit and miss?
There are lots of websites, but with everything on the web, I think it's quite tricky, because until you know what you're doing, you don't really know what you don't know. And not everything on the web is actually true when it comes to trading. So certainly we have quite a lot of information that we give people freely. And if people want general guidance, then do get in touch with us at www.zerotoamillionclub.com, and they will always get a personal reply from me.
Are those words, zero to a million?
That's the words, yes.
Right. And if people are sitting at home thinking, well, I just want to invest in an ISA and in the hope that it does well, in which case I won't pay any tax when it comes to sell, is that something you'd recommend as well?
Absolutely. You know, ISAs are a good vehicle. Premium bonds are a good vehicle.
Premium bond, but the amount you get keeps going down. I mean, not the actual individual prizes, but the amount of the prize fund keeps going down the whole time. Do you still think it's a good bet? It's an incredible, it's 14, 15 million to one or something like that.
Put it this way, I have premium bonds, but I'm not authorised to give financial advice, and anyone listening should get advice from a financial advisor. Mm-hmm. But certainly, you know, with the money that's sitting in the building society, take a small portion of that and learn to trade and see what you can do.
Well, you've certainly done it, Sylvia, certainly for yourself and for other people as well. Obviously a very successful businesswoman. Thanks a million for talking to us, and I'm sure it's been a fascinating listen for people who might be just considering dabbling in the stock market.
Thanks very much, Martin.
Thanks for joining us.